With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Leaders of the Group of Seven leading industrialized nations are turning their attention to migration on the second day of their summit. At a news conference yesterday, President Biden said the U.S. will keep helping Ukraine.
There's a lot more money coming beyond what's already come in the other tranches that are available now that we've passed the legislation. So they'll have what they need and get it there as quickly as we possibly can.
Today, delegates are set to discuss ways to combat human trafficking and also to increase investment in the countries from which many migrants embark on their trek toward what they hope will be a better life. The Supreme Court preserving access to a widely used abortion medication. As Bernie Bennett reports, the court yesterday did not rule on the merits of the case, but simply that the pro-life advocates who brought it lacked legal standing.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Mortgage rates have ticked down over the past 7 days. Correspondent Alex Viega has more.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.95%. That's down slightly from 6.99% last week. The average rate has hovered around 7% for much of this year. That's close to a two-decade high. Elevated mortgage rates dampened home sales this spring home buying season. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
It could be a slow start on Wall Street right now. Dow futures are down about 65 points. This is SRN News. There's a battle brewing over religious freedom in the state of Michigan, as Michael Harrington reports.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, "The Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal over their support for a near-total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms for Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead will be allowed to serve indefinitely, subject to a review commission. This is SRN News. Gasoline spilled out of an unsecured hatch on the top of the gasoline delivery tanker that overturned and ignited beneath an Interstate 95 bridge in Philadelphia a year ago. That's according to new details from federal investigators. Video evidence obtained by those investigators showed the cover to the 16-inch manhole was open when the driver arrived at a Wilmington, Delaware terminal. Three researchers received a patent for targeted cancer-fighting compound. More on that from Tayshia Stevens.
The University of North Florida team discovered the compound, or peptoid, targets certain breast, colon, and lung cancers and stops them from growing. UNF's research is one of the first studies to explore the use of peptoids for early cancer diagnosis and potential treatment, and is the only known university conducting this type of study. The discovery could lead to significantly better patient outcomes for difficult-to-treat cancers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.